Ahoy there, me hearties. This be Captain Silverhook, and you're listening to the Two Old Pirates podcast. Set sail for an open sea of stories, tales, and some really crazy stuff. I expect you to like and subscribe, lest you be walking the plank.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 97 of the Two Old Pirates. We're back with another true crime story from my hometown of Rockport. In fact, this is a crime that I remembered after I reread it that it had happened. It's one of those events that it happened, people that lived there at the time remember it, and then it just kind of fades as time goes on. But there's an unsolved murder from my hometown in the summer of 2001 that is still open, and the U.S. Marshals in the South region here in Texas are still looking for this man. But let's start off. It's the summer of 2001. August the 16th was the actual date. There's a murder in my hometown of Rockport, Texas. One that has mostly been forgotten and most of all never solved. On that day, a man named Eric Rosenstrom went into his previous job that he had been fired from 3 months earlier. He set his sights on his boss that had fired him. Shots rang out and Eric Lauer lay dead. But let's go back. Rosenstrom had a track record of lying and being deceitful, devious. He had worked at the Wise County, Texas Sheriff's Department. He had said that he had a degree in forensic science. After they went back through his resume and checked a couple things, they found out he was lying. So he was fired. Now, something about Eric Rosenstrom that you'll learn from this story is, number one, he really wanted to be like a cop or a detective. He really liked that thrill. Number two, he fibbed about a lot of things, if not outright lied about a lot of things. Three, he loves coastal towns. So he has family in Florida and Texas. So he lied about that he was in the military, was never in the military. He lied about that he played football, never played football. So he lied about a lot of different things. But none of that equals up to what happened on that day in August of 2001. So after he was fired, he found his way down to my hometown, the small town of Rockport, Texas. He got a job at one of the local hotels right on the water called Hunt's Castle. At the time, it was still relatively a new hotel. I would say it was maybe 10, 12, 15 years old, something like that. And it had a really cool design. You'll see over here what it looks like. And so it was a nice place to stay right there on the water and relatively new compared to some of the older hotels that were in town. But he got a job there working. At some point, he claimed that the manager or the owner, Lauer, that he owed him money for overtime. And Lauer said Rosenstrom had been stealing from the company or from Hunt's Castle. So he fired him. And everything was just quiet. Nothing really happened. Time marched on. Eric Lauer did his work at Hunt's Castle. And I guess Rosenstrom was just letting things percolate. Because on August 16, 2001, he was shot dead. Lauer was shot dead. Rosenstrom, from everything that they know, escaped to Corpus Christi, Texas. And that's the last that they've ever seen of him. They know that he was there. They do have facts and information and eyewitnesses that say that he left and drove the 30 miles to Corpus. And that's the last time he was visually seen by someone that could identify him as Eric Rosenstrom. Well, it kind of died off there. They still, you know, investigated. He fell off the radar. And he had not really been seen. And then if you remember this old TV show called America's Most Wanted, he was featured on that show five times between 2006 and 2008.
Hello, I'm John Walsh. We need your help to capture this fugitive. Eric George Rosenstrom is wanted for the brutal murder of a Rockport, Texas hotel owner, Eric Lower, in 2001. Rosenstrom gunned down Lower in front of his wife. Rosenstrom has pretended to be a crime writer, a law enforcement officer, and an Army veteran. Call the U.S. Marshals at 1-800-336-0102 if you have any information about Eric Rosenstrom.
So it wasn't like it was just a Rockport crime that people are like, well, it happened. Is he ever going to get caught? We're talking about 5 years down the road. It was actually put on national TV. And it wasn't just put on once, twice, three times, four times. It was put on five different times that they had, you know, him as a main person with the crime trying to catch this guy. Just for the year 2006, he was the third most wanted person on America's Most Wanted. So he got a lot of publicity on here, and yet not a single thing trickled in saying where he might be. So that was 5 years after. And then it was 6 years. And then it was 7 years. And after 2008, I don't believe it was on American Most Wanted very much anymore. But it was still an open case with the U.S. Marshals. And then the Southern District of the southern part of Texas, he was still there on their top 10 for many, many, many years. The last time that I saw anything about the U.S. Marshals dealing with Eric Rosenstrom was in 2018. And now it's just like cold. It's just sitting there. And nobody knows where he is. He would be, I believe, 63 or 64 now. It's been 23 years. As of this August, it'll be 23 years that he murdered a man and literally got away with it. There's been no eyewitnesses. They said he could have stayed in Texas. Now, the key to all this, the reason why they think he didn't like kill himself or some other thing is he also said that he was a true crime writer. Now, we know that he bullshitted about a lot of things, about the military and what he did to get onto a police force when they found out that he was full of crap, they fired him and stuff. So he was a bullshit artist. But he did say he liked true crime and that he was a true crime author. Now, he might not have ever had anything published, but he might have investigated a lot of true crime shows, maybe even America's Most Wanted. What happened was maybe he was a smart enough guy to figure out how to hide out now for 23 years and not be caught, because even the authorities believe he's probably still somewhere in Texas. Now, he had family in Oklahoma and in Florida, but they think he was smart enough to figure out how to stay out of sight and stay off the grid and stay in the state. Now, that doesn't mean he's here. He could be literally anywhere. But we do know he has not been captured. We have not had anybody pass away that they ran DNA tests and figured out who he was, or, you know, fingerprints or anything. This was a man who had jobs. He had been out there. You know, people saw him. People knew him. And he told a lot of tall tales. But to go away for almost a quarter of a century and not have a sniff of him, not to have a sighting of him, either he's dead or he's a very, very good magician. Because he hid himself from the United States Marshal Service. We're not talking about just the Rockport cops or local FBI agents. We're talking about the U.S. Marshals. They can't find a hide or hair of him. If you have any info, please call 1-877-WANTED and the number 2. So 1-877-WANTED-2. If you know anything about Eric Rosenstrom, and that he murdered a man in my hometown of Rockport in August of 2001. Let somebody know about it. Let's get this guy. I hope that you've appreciated this episode. It's not a very long one. I hope that you'll continue to subscribe. We've gone over 1,000 subscribers, which is pretty cool. I saw my favorite band, The Ocean Blue, this past weekend, and they actually have a hat out. That's why I don't have my Celtics hat on. So let's go Ocean Blue. And let's go ahead and just keep plugging away. We're almost at episode 100. So if you enjoyed this true crime case, please share, like, subscribe, and comment. If you remember this murder back in 2001, comment on it. It happened right downtown in Rockport, right by the water, beautiful little hotel, Hunt's Castle. And I wonder where he is. Maybe we could catch him. Peace. Take it easy.